RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by The Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to The Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03 on Monday afternoon, January 12th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. I'm Rob Hart. Noon Business Hour is sponsored by FinishingChicago.com. Chicago Restaurant Week is back. We'll get a preview in our next segment. But first, it's a busy week ahead on Wall Street with new numbers out on inflation, retail sales, and the health of small businesses. Also news that the Justice Department opened a criminal investigation into Fed Chair Jerome Powell is bringing up concerns about central bank independence and institutional trust. We welcome in Tom Hudson, financial journalist based in Miami. Tom, thank you for joining us today. And the one side says this, the other side says that nature of news coverage doesn't really do justice to what's going on or what happened this weekend with word that the Justice Department is investigating Fed Chair Jerome Powell and then his video statement that was released last night.
Unbelievably remarkable here. Unprecedented does not even begin to describe the waters that we are now in with the financial markets and the relationship in the executive branch of the United States government between the White House and the Central Bank of America, Rob. This is just mind-boggling, frankly. And honestly, it's hard to kind of figure out. I think we're seeing that in the market reaction here, or the lack thereof, right? A bit of a muted reaction both in equities and even in the bond market today. Things are not really going off the rails because nobody knows where the rails are headed at this point. We have not only touched the third rail of finance in America, we have grabbed onto it with both hands and not letting go. And investors, long-term investors, short-term investors, home buyers, consumers are kind of left in the lurch to figure out where this is going to be headed if and when the dust may settle, and we can only hope that it settles down.
Now, the Federal Reserve Chair has been the thorn in the side of many a president going back decades. How important is it, though, to the economy that the Fed Chair remains independent of political considerations?
Yeah, it's a confidence game here. That's what this is really about. I don't mean that in the negative connotations, but in the most positive connotations here. While it is true that previous Federal Reserve chairs have been shown within history to be a bit more captured by their presidents than others, the idea, the ideal, the theory of an independent Fed, of a Federal Reserve making decisions, particularly around interest rates, but also about banking policy and regulations in an independent way, not to steer the economy one way or the other to favor a political party, is really sacrosanct and is fundamental in the American economy. You know, just last week I was speaking with one of the outgoing regional Federal Reserve presidents who's retiring, Raphael Bostic from Atlanta. And he said his biggest concern right now is that Americans are losing confidence in the Fed's ability and willingness to fight inflation to get it down to the 2% target. And we're going to see the latest evidence on that tomorrow with the CPI numbers.
I was going to say, we do have some numbers out this week. Consumer price index out tomorrow. Also, reads on small business activity and, of course, industrial and manufacturing production. Outside of inflation, what numbers jump out at you this week?
Honestly, I think it's going to be kind of approval rating of Trump. And maybe if there's going to be some polling about the approval rating of the Federal Reserve and Jerome Powell's leadership here, it's going to be the confidence that investors have in an independent central bank, particularly as it's going into its first meeting of 2026 around short-term interest rates later on this month, with right now down there in the South Loop at the CME, the odds are 95% that the Federal Reserve will not change interest rates later this month.
Tom Hudson, financial journalist in Miami, Florida, thank you for joining us today. Coming up, a citywide dining favorite is back, and we'll talk about that next.
Because money matters. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Chicago Restaurant Week is back. It returns January 23rd. Joining us with a preview is Jordan Engerman, Vice President of Partnerships with Choose Chicago. Jordan, thank you for joining us today. And this really is an opportunity, Restaurant Week historically, as an opportunity to get people in or out, I should say, to enjoy dinner during a typically a slow time of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, thanks for having me. And it is that time of year. It is the 19th annual Chicago Restaurant Week. It is hard to believe. But to your point, not only is it an opportunity to get people out for dinner, but it's also an opportunity to get folks out for lunch and brunch as well. So we encourage everyone to take advantage of Chicago Restaurant Week, which is taking place January 23rd through February 8th this year.
And you can enjoy a special prefix menus for brunch and lunch, as you mentioned, $30, and then at dinner at $45 or $60. And this is remarkable that we're now up to 500 restaurants across the Chicago area that are participating in Restaurant Week. And how does that stack up to participation in years past?
So actually, we just hit 550 restaurants this morning, just a few minutes ago. So it is an all-time record for participating restaurants. It's amazing. We have, beside the 550, both city and suburban, we have 35 distinct neighborhoods that are represented. We have 100 new restaurants participating for the first time, 175 diverse owned. And as I mentioned, it's not just Chicago. We have some suburban locations as well. We're now up to about 70 suburban restaurants taking part as well.
Now, I mentioned before that this is an opportunity for restaurants to get people in during that slow period between the end of New Year's and the beginning of Valentine's Day. But it's also an opportunity for you to check out some places that may not necessarily be on your radar, or in some cases, could be on your bucket list.
Absolutely. As I mentioned, we have restaurants throughout the neighborhoods represented throughout the city. It is a great time to explore not only new restaurants, but take advantage of going to a new neighborhood or even doing some shopping or some exploring and having a meal as well. We have all of these restaurants listed on ChicagoRestaurantWeek.com. You can search by cuisine type. You can search by neighborhood, by meal type, by diverse owned business. You can search by name. It's really very user-friendly, and I encourage everyone to go to ChicagoRestaurantWeek.com. You can look at all the participating restaurants' menus so you know exactly what you're getting, and then you can also click a button and make reservations as well.
The restaurants, and we've talked to several over the course of previous Restaurant Week preview pieces, and they all have different tasting menus for these prefix offerings that they have. And a number of establishments say they spend the rest of the year planning that tasting menu for Restaurant Week.
Yeah, it is. As I mentioned, we're in our 19th year for a reason. Not only are the restaurants incredibly excited about participating every year, and you can see that with our record-breaking 550 this year, but consumers get excited too. This is truly like the culinary event of the year. Consumers can't wait every year to take advantage of this. And so the restaurants really do put a lot of care, a lot of thought and a lot of detail into their menus to make sure it really best represents what they have to offer, but at the same time offering a value-priced meal, a deal, if you will, for consumers who are looking to leverage Restaurant Week and go somewhere that maybe in the past they just may not have gone to, but Restaurant Week gives them an opportunity to check it out.
Jordan Engerman, Vice President of Partnerships, Choose Chicago. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Coming up next, a look at how a local business can score an ad in the big game and a live broadcast from their company. We'll talk about that next.
Your best stock option. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Year three of Score Big for Your Business is underway, giving local companies a chance to win a commercial spot in this year's big game and a live score broadcast at their business. Joining us to explain, who walked right down the hall, Mitch Rosen, Vice President of the Score and the Bet MGM Network for Odyssey Chicago. Mitch, thank you for joining us today. This is year three of Score Big for Your Business, so you already have two success stories.
Hey, Rob, great to be here, and thanks so much for the invite. We've had two great years. Two local restaurants have won this contest. This is year three, and as you mentioned, a new twist in a great way. Besides one local business winning a free commercial in the Super Bowl that will air on the Score, this year we're adding that winning company will get a free broadcast at their business, or if they choose to do it here in our great performance studio, they can do it here. But we're super excited because the Super Bowl will air on the Score. And again, pretty cool. We know the Bears are playing great. We don't want to jinx it. Two potential more games ahead. If the Bears are in the Super Bowl, that game will also air on the Score, courtesy of our partners at Westwood One.
One big discussion that we have had on the Noon Business Hour and just talking about the state of media in general is advertising, how much advertising makes a business profitable and what really moves the needle. And I have some personal experience now in this, Mitch, and for the last several months now, I've been extolling the virtues of my Chevy Equinox EV. And one thing that I have noticed is that people come up to me now and they say, hey, how's the car? So if your commercial gets on the radio, people do listen and people respond.
Yeah, and I've heard your commercials are great. I've actually explored looking at a Chevy EV. So they're huge. We've had great feedback. Like I said, two local restaurants the last couple years, but we've seen record numbers of audience listen to the Super Bowl. They can listen, you know, over AM 670, our free Odyssey app and our free iHeart app. So it's incredible. There's no doubt the Super Bowl is a visual watch. People watch it on television, but it's also audio. You might be driving from a party or from a bar or a restaurant, and traditionally it's been great. You know, we have a great partner this year in People's Bank, so it's incredible how many people actually listen to the game. Kevin Harlan is a voice of the Super Bowl on Westwood One and the Score, so it's really a huge audience that comes in, and people have until January 18th, which is this Sunday, to register, you know, your business. It's only 1,500 words or less that you can offer and register in this contest.
670thescore.com/contest. And also just a great opportunity for a local sports station to shine a light on a local business.
Yeah, that's what makes it special. You know, whether it's a restaurant, you know, it could be any type of business. It could be heating and air conditioning. It could be, you know, a bar, restaurant. It could be a small financial company. We, you know, once we get all the entries, it's kind of fun. We go through it. We look at it. Hey, who would be the best fit? And then we have a great commercial production director, Russ Matera, who's been here a long time. He then meets with that person. They go over the creative. They go over what can help you get your brand ready for this. Then we put together commercials that air on the Score that week, the commercial in the Super Bowl. And then, like I said, a free broadcast. You put all that together. It's really, really a great value.
Mitch Rosen, Vice President of the Score Bet MGM Network for Odyssey Chicago. Always great when two guys who used to work for Kevin Matthews can get together on the radio.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Hart. The Noon Business Hour continues, sponsored by FinishingChicago.com. Markets are slightly higher today. Joining us with the latest in what's moving Wall Street is J.J. Kinahan, Senior Vice President, CBOE Global Markets in Chicago. J.J., thank you for joining us today. And the word that has been kicked around a bunch of times today regarding this criminal investigation into Fed Chair Jerome Powell, one that Powell is calling intimidation regarding interest rates, is unprecedented. And when you are in unprecedented times as an investor, it seems like the smart play is to lay back and see what happens next. And that appears to be happening not only in equities, but the bond market as well.
Absolutely, it does, Rob. And, you know, actually, I think one of the most incredible things about today has been the rally we've seen in the S&P 500. And bonds are, you know, back just up a couple of ticks right now. And I think to your statement about uncertainty, one of the places you and I have seen uncertainty show up over the years in an incredible way, and we're certainly seeing it today, is gold. People tend to turn to gold, you know, gold and silver, both setting all-time interday highs today. Gold's up almost 3% on the day, up about 2.6%. And so, you know, that along with the VIX product up today also. So, you know, but you're seeing people look to where should I turn now? And I think that that's exactly what's happening. And, you know, these statements by Chairman Powell last night could also have longer term effects on a new Fed chair coming in, because the Senate could say that they're going to delay appointing somebody, et cetera, until they know what's going on here. So, again, on a day where you have gold up almost 3%, VIX up almost, you know, about 4.25%, people are looking for volatility protection here, even though the S&Ps have turned around and gone positive on the day.
Everybody's trying to find a way around the affordability crisis, and that's the other White House announcement from the weekend, is President Trump is considering a proposal that would cap credit card interest rates for 1 year at 10%. Now, this is an idea that is bipartisan, J.J. Prominent Democrats have also floated this particular proposal, but what would this mean for the economy and for consumers, even if for a year credit card interest rates are reduced from 28%, 29%, 25% to 10%?
Well, I think on its surface, it's awesome, right? Because it helps a lot of people catch up, if you will, quotation marks, in terms of they're not just paying so much interest, they're actually paying some principal off. Love that part of it. The part that you do have to be concerned about is how many people will the credit issuers now say, we are not going to give you a credit card at all, because we don't think that you have the ability to pay it back, and or we're just not going to make any money. At the end of the day, these are still for-profit companies, so they're going to have to do things that maximize their returns. So it's on its surface, it's awesome, but to the point I think you're making, there are a few other things behind it that we're going to have to consider. And does it cut the issuing of credit to people who may need it most?
Going back to the push and pull over interest rates, we do have the consumer price index figure out tomorrow. Everybody knows they can repeat this disclaimer, JJ, along with us, and that is the CPI is not the Fed's preferred inflation gauge. They have the PCE index, which comes out later. But any indications of whether tomorrow's CPI figure will continue this trend of cooling inflation?
I think that no matter what this comes out with tomorrow, you may see a more stifled reaction to it because, you know, because of the government shutdown October, November, there could be some skewed things in there. What's more interesting to me is actually going to be Wednesday's retail sales number is where I think the market may focus a little bit more because that's a bit more up to date. Of course, you know, if the numbers come out tomorrow and they're terrible, people are going to react and the bond market's going to react either way. But again, I don't think it'll be the normal move you would see on these types of numbers.
JJ Kinahan, Senior Vice President, CBOE Global Markets in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, a comic book is sold for 150 million times its original price. We'll talk about that next.
Lunch money for all generations. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The highest price ever paid for a comic book was just set as a rare copy of Action Comics number 1, which introduced Superman and was once stolen from Nicolas Cage, sold for a record $15 million. Joining us with the details is Stephen Fischler, CEO of ComicConnect.com and Metropolis Comics, the world's largest dealer and auction house for vintage comic books in New York. Stephen, thank you for joining us today. And when it comes to the record sale price for this particular comic book, the introduction of Superman, is the collector, the purchaser, are they paying for its Superman history or its Nicolas Cage history or maybe a little bit of both?
You know what? That's an interesting question. The person who bought it, my client, and I had a lot of conversations about which is the more important attribute. And he was initially focused on the fact that it's the highest graded, it's a CGC 9.0. And I went, I think you're selling it a little bit short. I said, the fact that this is perhaps the most famous comic book on the planet is not necessarily just due to its grade. It's actually sort of a sideline. The main detail was the fact that it was, like the Mona Lisa, stolen and disappeared for 11 years, and people thought it might have been destroyed until it was found again. I said that was a story that people followed. They know the book. They know who Nicolas Cage is. And the fact that it was recovered sort of puts it in the limelight, just like the Mona Lisa was stolen in 1911. And it became an international world icon because it was recovered. Without that without the theft, the Mona Lisa might just be a really good or a really great Da Vinci painting. But because of that theft, it is the painting it is today. And I compared that to the situation with this Action One from Nick Cage.
It sold for 10 cents in 1938. It sold for $15 million not too long ago. But let's talk about the story of appreciation, because in 1992, it was the most expensive comic book at $82,000. And then Nicolas Cage picked it up for $150,000. So this is I can't even do the math on tackling the rate of appreciation from $150,000 to $15 million.
Yeah, it is a significant jump. There has been a flood of people into the comic book market and into the baseball card market. If you look at the price of a Honus Wagner baseball card in 1992, you would see a tremendous level of appreciation between that period of time and now. And why is that? People have flooded into collectible markets. They consider it an asset. They look at the rarity, the cultural impact. When people go into the baseball card market, they don't go, give me the ninth most important card. What should I go for? They go, what is the most important card? What's the icon of baseball cards? And when people come into the comic book market, they don't go, give me the 11th appearance of Superman. That's the one I'm going for. They go, what is the holy grail of comic books? It is Action One, the book that began everything. Without that book, the world would be different today. There would probably be potentially nothing called a superhero. And the first appearance of Superman represents that, you know, turning point in American pop culture. Everybody knows that image. They know what that book is. And investors and collectors, that's who they go. That's the book they go after.
I would also imagine, too, that the sheer amount of wealth that is generated by Silicon Valley has really juiced the comic book or fantasy or pop culture collectibles markets, because chances are today's Silicon Valley billionaires were the kids who were lining up to either buy a Superman comic book or see the Superman movies when they were released in the 70s and 80s.
Absolutely. The people, when they were children, those are the characters that they love the most. And what's interesting about, you know, Superman is it's not just one of these characters that have been introduced in the 1980s that people remember. It is the character that has been throughout the 20th century, the main one of the main iconic pop culture characters. Like Mickey Mouse, like a Tarzan, Superman has sort of created the benchmark. The fact that you can have an intellectual property that's popular decade after decade after decade. And why is it popular? Because large corporations like Warner Brothers and DC Comic Books, they have a lot of money and a lot at stake to make sure that these iconic characters remain in front of people's eyeballs. And so it would be a travesty if we woke up one morning and realized that nobody knew who Superman was. And so that's why it's so important that a Spider-Man or a Superman remain in the consciousness of people, because it generates a lot of money. There's something about those characters that people relate to. The fact that there are so many Spider-Man movies and Superman movies sort of is a testament to the characters that were originally created and have stood the test of time and have not faded away.
Stephen Fischler, CEO of ComicConnect.com, thank you for joining us in the Noon Business Hour.
Cash, credit, debit, and totally free. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Stock Picker Monday on the Noon Business Hour, and joining us with a pair of investment ideas is Matt Shapiro, President, NWS Capital in Chicago. Matt, thank you for joining us today on this Stock Picker Monday. Two selections, and the first one is from the construction space.
Yes, Vulcan Materials, the stock symbol is VMC. Now, Rob, the boringest of the boring, and, you know, you've probably seen a little bit of stories that the Magnificent Seven super companies have cooled off a little bit. More fundamental plays are maybe having a little bit of a renaissance here first couple weeks of the year. So boringest of the boring, this is rocks in the ground, quarries, aggregates that go into residential and commercial construction to make concrete. Vulcan Materials is a $40 billion company, largest in the United States. Quarries do not depreciate, so they steadily raise prices every year. And so you can count on this company. It's about $300 a share. They just have steady long-term financial results. If you can pick it up close to 300, we really think that's an attractive price for this kind of investment.
And your next selection is a company that is definitely poised to benefit potentially by some very important event in the news not too long ago.
Yeah, straight in the middle of the Venezuelan situation is Chevron Corporation, which is, first of all, a big dividend payer, over 4%. Their capital spending probably has a better look than Exxon right now, less exposure to maturing U.S. shale assets, more these big mega projects like in Guyana, or if something really starts to happen in Venezuela, people don't realize 300 billion barrels of oil in the ground in Venezuela just waiting to be tapped. It's the only company that has a footprint there. So, I mean, I think a very sensible play for people who want exposure to fundamental and oil and energy.
Matt Shapiro, President, NWS Capital in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. His selections, Vulcan Materials, VMC, and Chevron, CVX. If you missed any part of today's Noon Business Hour, we'll have the replay podcast available shortly at WBBMNewsRadio.com and the Odyssey app.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.